Nolte, PBS uncovers more alleged victims of Joe Biden's unwanted touching. By John Nolte on May 15, 2020. The far-left PBS NewsHour interviewed 74 former Joe Biden staffers and uncovered even more women who claim to be victims of the former vice president's unwanted and inappropriate touching. These alleged victims are in addition to Biden's eight accusers and the female Secret Service agents who say Biden exposed himself to them, without their consent, while swimming in the nude almost daily. To the surprise of no one, however, even with these bombshell revelations, PBS still tries to exonerate Biden and attack Dara Reid, who has credibly accused Biden of a 1993 sexual assault, as a liar. PBS glosses over its own bombshell findings of further misconduct by Biden, and does so by way of an overwritten, exhausting 3,500-word piece of Ben Smithing. So what you have here is the taxpayer-funded welfare queens at PBS using new evidence of unwanted and inappropriate touching to smear an alleged assault victim who has seven pieces of corroborating evidence. To save you from having to read through PBS's interminable piece of victim-shaming propaganda, that reads exactly like those 1990s media attacks on all of Bill Clinton's victims, I went ahead and filtered out the real news in the piece. The actual bombshells PBS wrist flicks to protect an alleged sexual predator because Orange Man bad. We'll start with my favorite. Emphasis added. Many former Biden staffers said they believe Reid's allegation is false. Oh, nice spin. Many? So the real news here is that not every former Biden staffer said they believe Reid's allegation is false. Here's the rest. Emphasis added. Yet Biden, now the presumptive Democrat presidential nominee, was also a toucher, seemingly oblivious to whether physical contact made some women uncomfortable. We knew that about Biden, Byrne said. He was always massaging somebody's shoulders. But never anything more than that. There was no vibe about him. However, staffers agree it was not in Biden's nature to gauge social signals about whether someone wanted to be hugged or touched. A former staffer said that when Biden does things like stroking women's hair, there's a complicated dynamic at play. For others, Biden's touching evoked some regret. There were times as I now look back that I think we messed up. We should have said something about that, a different former staffer said. We probably should have recognized that made people uncomfortable. So what you have here, all in an effort to protect a powerful male Democrat, is PBS attempting to normalize his behavior, to say it was okay. Even in 1993, which, by the way, was 2 years after Anita Hill was supposed to have enlightened creeps like Rapey Joe about this kind of stuff. Listen, I'm 54 years old and I've been working since I was 14. Never once have I stroked a coworker's hair, never once have I sniffed a coworker's hair, never once have I given a coworker an unwanted kiss, not on the lips, the cheek, or the back of the head. Not even during the pre-Anita Hill era I like to call the go-go 80s. In fact, in all the decades I've been in the workforce, in all the places I've worked, and all the people I've worked with, I don't know of a single soul who has done any of the things Biden's done for decades, and this especially includes what Biden's done to children. I'm sorry, but Joe Biden is a sex creep, and no amount of wish casting, Ben Smithing, and rationalization from PBS welfare queens can change the basic fact that they just uncovered even more examples of a powerful man touching female subordinates inappropriately. And riddle me this, PBS welfare queens. If Biden's touching wasn't sexual or flirtatious, as you claim, why did he only stroke women's hair? Where are all the examples of the fellas he made uncomfortable with unwanted kissing and hair stroking and sniffing? PBS rationalizing a powerful man engaging in unwanted fondling and caressing of his subordinates should worry every working woman in America, and anyone who cares for those women. The most egregious thing about this PBS piece, however, is its bright and shining lie of omission. PBS is so terrified of what might be found among Biden's Senate papers, those papers Biden stashed away at the University of Delaware and is refusing anyone access to, that PBS did not even mention that fact. Did not even mention that Biden is covering up the very papers that might hold the harassment complaint Reid says she filed, which would be her eighth piece of corroborating evidence. And do you want to know what eight pieces of corroborating evidence add up to? Eight more than Christine Blasey serial liar had. And look at how glowingly the PBS welfare queens wrote about her. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.